Nadia's younger sister, Lily, was born in 1893, so Papa would have been 78 at that time. By the time she was seven, she was accompanying Nadia to her classes at the conservatoire. She herself was trained in solfège and in several instruments. As Lily grew older, frequent bouts of illness prevented sustained music training, and she lived largely in isolation. By the time she was 17, and aware of the likelihood of an early death, she decided to devote all her energies to becoming a composer. She became the first recipient of the magic of Nadia's teaching, who gave her a few lessons in the summer of 1911. Lily entered the conservatoire in 1912, and 2 years later became the first woman to win the Prix de Rome. She died in 1918 at the age of 24, leaving us 29 completed works, as well as an incomplete opera. Nadia spent much of her energies promoting Lily's work after her death. Let's hear two short pieces for violin and piano of Lily Boulanger, Nocturne and Cortège. They are performed by Olivier Chalier, violin, and Emile Naumoff, piano, who was Nadia's last pupil.